We're going to talk now, though, about the Irish League of Credit Unions. They're holding their annual AGM and conference in Killarney this Saturday and Sunday. The National CEO of the ILCU is David Maloney. He's with me on the line. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's very interesting timing, isn't it, for you to be having your conference. Ulster Bank, 63 branches closing in the country today. That says a lot, I suppose, about the state of our banking system and the availability of competition on the high street for people who are looking for where to put their money and take out their loans.
Yes, indeed, it's very timely. I'm delighted to be down. I'm delighted. Beautiful Killarney as well, but it is very timely. And we're very different in the credit union sector. We can see the closures of KBC and Ulster Bank and the retrenchment of banks as well. Even the remaining three pillar banks, they're retrenching away from their local communities. They're closing their branch offices and they've moved decision-making on lending away from local communities back to the centres. We're very different in the credit union sector. I know a number of really strong credit unions down in Kerry as well. We have the biggest physical footprint across the country. We have 500 locations across the country. That's more than all the pillar banks combined. And on top of that as well, we have our market-leading personal lending share of over 40%. But if I just want to give an example, perhaps, of really how we make a real difference, and I heard about this from a credit union who offers agricultural loans through the Cultivate offering we have. A farmer had come into them, a dairy farmer got into a bank, and had actually asked about getting a loan out to finance their dairy farming business. Mm. But because the bank couldn't actually make the decision locally, they could only make it in the centre, they said a flat no. But what was a great opportunity was the dairy farmer was able to come into the actual credit union office itself, the branch that we have, sit down with the staff who had a great understanding of that member because they're in the local community. Yeah. And they understood, for example, that dairy farming income was very seasonal in nature and were able to put an agricultural loan in place for that dairy farmer. So very powerful. I think just really showing the strength of offering we have compared to our other competitors.
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, there's a lot of change underway. There's Central Bank's review of the Consumer Protection Code. There's the ongoing progress of the Credit Union Amendment Bill through the Oireachtas. What would you like to see in terms of maybe allowing you to develop that ambition of challenging the pillar banks?
Yes, we've a really strong, clear vision now, and that's to be the primary financial institution of choice for members of the public. And we really do welcome the credit union legislation itself that you've mentioned and referred to. And I want to acknowledge Minister Carol McNeill as well in her role as minister. She's really driven that legislation forward. It gives a great opportunity for us as credit unions not just to be involved in personal lending. We've also got now a very significant current account presence as well, really good apps and online access to that. But what we want to do as well is develop a further focus into more SME lending and more mortgage lending. And the new legislation effectively allows groups of credit unions to be able to come together and collectively pool their resources to invest in back office functions. That means it's more effective and economical for more and all different sizes of credit unions to provide what we would like to see, a national footprint in mortgages and SME lending, particularly SME lending, because what's happened, as I've mentioned, is the banks have retrenched away from local communities. And it's very hard, and there's real challenges in that SME lending market, and we can play a really big role in that. We're already doing that as part of our Cultivate agri-lending offering, but we really feel we can provide that much-needed competition.
On the practical side of it, David, on the practical, you're talking about being able to switch your accounts and keep your account number, a smoother process for that, your members being able to have the potential to access Google Pay, Fitbit, Apple Pay, the more modern style of transactions.
Yes, that's available now in our current account. So, and a number of your credit unions in Kerry also provide these at the moment. So we now have that access in our current accounts. You can get Google Pay, Fitbit and all that. On top of that, though, you also have, you know, the phone. You can ring people if you have any issues with your current accounts. What we'd also like to see in the consumer protection piece, though, is a real importance around financial awareness and education. Particularly, I think we're very concerned. We've seen this with our members who are involved, maybe some of them have engaged in PCPs, you know, about the car rental agreements that are effectively in place and weren't really fully aware that it was a balloon payment at the end of that actual lease. While our car loans that we offer in a credit union is much different, it's much more transparent. You own the car from the start, there's no hidden charges, there's no penalty for early repayment. And also, importantly, a unique offering apart of credit unions is you've also got loan protection insurance that comes with that loan. So in the unfortunate scenario where you're deceased, your loan is repaid. So we're very much about transparency and openness with our members. And that's why we're so different, because when you're a member of a credit union, you're much more than a consumer. You're actually a part owner of the credit union. You can attend AGMs. And you have a direct say in how your local credit union is run.
Yeah. Look, finally on that, you know, if all that happens, if you get the sort of regulation that you want to be able to challenge the pillar banks, will there be a danger that the credit union will lose something, lose that community focus that made you so popular in the first place?
No, absolutely. We'll always retain that. We're very focused on our relationships. And it comes back to that point of mentioning that when you're a member of a credit union, you're a part owner of the credit union. So we'll always have that local focus. And particularly, we're always focused on serving all sectors of society. So in the last year, nationally, we issued 200,000 loans, less than €2,000. And that's helping people with the cost of living crisis. And we'll always be in that area. So yes, we will migrate to mortgages and SME lending, but we'll always have a focus on serving of our needs, of our communities. That will always be our mantra.
All right, David, we're listening. Best of luck over the weekend, and thanks very much for talking to us about the Credit Union Conference in Killarney this weekend. This is David Malone, their CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions.